B'shis, the Rosh Hashiva, Shlita, it's the Erev Yontif, and it's a time for Chizuk. Erev Yontif is always a special time, especially this year, with the what's been going on. We all need a bit of extra Chizuk. So I'd like to share with you a few machshuvas as we go into the Yontif. We know in Megillus Rus, it's written that Rus asked Boaz to do Yibum, to be Miyabim her, and Boaz explained to Rus that he cannot do so, and because there's somebody else who comes before him has got a Din Kadima, the Ploini Almoini. However, if this person is willing to allow Boaz to do Yibum, then he can do it, but he needs first his permission. So where was Boaz going to find this Ploini Almoini? He could have been anywhere. It says in the Pasuk in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Boaz Ola HaShah, Boaz went to the Shah of the city where he sat as the head of the Sanhedrin, Vayushav Shom. Vehine HaGoyel Oiver, behold the Goyel, the person who Boaz was looking for, HaGoyel Oiver Asher Dibber Boaz, who Boaz was looking for him. Says the Medrash on this Pasuk, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Boaz also Eshaloi. Boaz did everything that he was capable, able to do. Verus also saw Eshalo, and Rus did everything which she was able to do. Venomi also Shalo, and Naomi did everything which she could do. Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, said HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Afani es Eshali, I will also do my part. From this we learn out a Moedika Chizik. If a person tries their best, they try the hardest. Boaz also shaloi, Rus also so shaloi, Naomi also shaloi. Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu says Rabbi Nishloilam, Afani esa shali. I will do my part. Oma Reb Shmuel Barab Nachman, Afila hoya besof ha'oilam. Even if this goyel would have been at the other end of the world, Hetisoi Hakadosh Baruch Hu vavi l'sham. The Rabbi Nishloilam would have flown him in. That Boaz shouldn't be mitztayer. We see the same lushan was written in last week's Pasha. Rashi says that when the Rabbi Nishloilim told Moshe Rabbeinu he's got to go and count all the Bnei Levi from 1 month old, Oma Moshe said Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem, Heichani nichnes otoich oleim, how can I go into every little hut, Ladas minyan yon came to see how many babies there are? Omar Eloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Rabbi Nishim to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei Ato Shelcho, you do your part, Vani Esa Sheli, and I will do my part. Says Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu went and he stood outside the entrance of each tent, and the Shechina was Magdemes Lefunav, went before him, Ebas Kol Yoitzis Min HaOil Vaymeres, Kach V'Kach Tinoikis Yesh Ba'Oil Zeh. These words of Chazal are Moedika Chizik for us in our present situation, where we know it's unique, unprecedented times, and we're not able to learn, we're not able to daven in the correct, proper way, how we would like to. But a person always needs to remember these words of Chazal. Asei ato shelcho, you do what you can, says Rabbi Nishloilam v'ani esa sheli. I will do what I can. I will do my part. The Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Uvos, in Perek Vov, Kol mi she'oisik b'toira, harei ze misale. Anybody who's oisik b'toira, he will be in misale. He'll become elevated. Writes the Tiferes Yisrael, that Chazal specially used this lushan, Kol mi. Kol mi means anybody. Kol mi she'oisik b'toira, anybody who's oisik b'toira, that says the Tiferes Yisrael, that means one shouldn't think that only people with a very good intelligence, people who are very clever, only those type of people will be misale. So nishtazoi, kol mi she'oisik b'toira, anybody who he is oisik b'toira, he will be misale. It's well known that Maram Shik was made upon himself. He was one of the greatest Gedolim, 170, 180 years ago, Maram Shik said about himself that as a bocher, he found it so difficult to learn, he was not even able to understand a single blot of Gemara. But he didn't give up. He tried and he tried, and he threw his asmoda. He says, and his cheshek and his smoda, he was zoicha that niftechu loy mayonis hachochma. The gates of wisdom were open for him. And says the Maram Shik, he wrote a perish on Masechtas over Zukta Gavaldi Gavot. The Mishnah says in the second perek, chamisha talmidim hoyloi l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five main talmidim. He hu hoya moina shavuchim, and he would say about each one of these five major talmidim, what was their shvach, their great praise. Reb Elezer ben Hukenas, for example, was a bosid she'enoi ma'abit tippa. He never forgot a single thing which he'd learnt. Bar Reb Shu ben Chananya, Ashra Yolato, happy the parents who gave birth to such a child. Reb Yoisi HaKoyin was the chusid. Reb Shmuel ben Nasanel Yirei Chet. Reb Luzer ben Aruch, Amai and Amizgaba. Wherever you spoke to him learning, he knew he was Mechadosh Chedishim, unbelievable. Writes the Maram Shik, what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai trying to tell us by extolling the praises of these five Talmidim? Said Maram Shik, I understand the pshat is b'pnei sheyoda shebetivam lohoyu mechonim liyoskach. These five Talmidim were not born with this inbuilt ability to reach these heights, to reach these madrigas where they got to. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told us, go and look at these five Talmidim of mine. These five Talmidim were not people who were able to get to such length just because they were born with a born gift of being clever, of being more choshev, of being frummer. They all got to where they got to only by hard work. And therefore, Zukram Ram Shik, Bavadai Hoye Kavanusoy Lahoidea, Shemach Moshkeidosom, they only got to where they got to because of the Hasmoda. Veloy Machma Sichlam Agodl, not because they had a great seichel. Now we know many kehillas have a minig when it comes Shavuos in normal years, when we're able to go into the shuls and the yeshivas and the Bote Medrushim, and this year unfortunately we haven't been zoicha, but in normal years the minig is that one decorates the shuls on Shavuos. Why is there such a minig? Writes the Mogen Avrom in Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet, the reason behind this minig is v'nirali sheyaskiru shebatzeres nidoyinim al peiros ha'ilan. Chazal tell us the Gemurim Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that on Shavuos Rabbeinu Shalom is done the world al peiros ha'ilan. What type of fruit? What quality fruit? What quantity fruit is going to be? And therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, we put trees in the shul, that we should remember this, v'yispalalu aleim. And part of our avoda on Shavuos is to daven, that we should be zoicha to get a peiros ha'ilam. Asked many mefarshim akasha on this Mogen Avraham, if this is the reason behind the minhag to decorate the shuls, surely we should be medaktik to only put fruit trees into the shuls. We should put an apple tree, a pear tree, an orange tree. Okay, not all those trees grow in this country. Or but apple tree, we should take an apple tree with apples and we should put it in the, and we can see the small apples are growing, and we should remember to daven, we should be zoicha to get a pears. But lamasa, the minig isn't to be medactic to take fruit trees, we take any tree. And if, according to the Mogen Avraham, the holy sod is we should see these trees and remember to spal for the fruit trees, so why are we taking dafka? We're not being medactic, dafka on fruit trees. So I saw Gevalti Gevalt in two Sforim. One of them is Drushas Chasam Sofer, and the other is a Sefer called Soivas Samuchos from one of the great Gedolim in Poland. It was even before the Chasam Sofer. His name was Reb Mendel von Strizov, was a Talmud from the Choizef in Lublin. And they both write the same vort. Rashi tells us in Parshas Bechikoisai, says the Torah in Bechikoisai Teleichi v'smitzvois ha'tishmeri, says Rashi in Bechikoisai Teleichi shetiyu amelim b'toirem, will be zoicha to scha. And what is the scha? The scha is v'eitz hasuda yitem perioi. that the Eitz Hasuda, the trees, will give off fruit. Says Rashi, what trees are we referring to? Hein ilone serak. We're not speaking dafk about fruit trees. We're speaking even about trees which do not produce fruit. Ilone serak va'asidim lasois peiros. These trees, even though b'derech hateva they don't make fruit, they will also, the schar for somebody's omel b'toira, is even the ilone serak will give off fruit. So therefore, that's why the minig is we take trees which are lav dafka fruit trees to show us that a person should never be miyayish. Writes the Chasam Sofer that afilim yishofel amadrega, even if he's on the lowest madrega, mikol mokoyim, despite this, kamoi kamoi hagudel shebegedoylim, he can rise to become the highest. Im meshum hochi noyhagim lahamed ilone srak bebeis haknesses. This is why we take ilone srak, to show us that somebody who's omel b'toira, even if now he is like an ilon srak, doesn't produce peiros, he can be zoicha to climb to the highest madregas. We find as our lushin in the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, this is in Vayikra, Perichov Beis, Pusik Yud Beis, Ha'odom yochel lahasig kefi hisatz musoi b'toira. A person who strives to delve and to learn Torah can be zoicha to be masig, afile yiyah b'madrega she'ein lemato mimeno. Even if he's on the lowest madrega, says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, that there's not shaykh to fall to be lower than he is. Still, im yatriach, if he's matriach himself to learn Torah, yasir hadrogos el yoinois, he'll be zoicha to the great, great madregas kefir shia hayagia. However, it goes according to the shia, the amount of yagia that a person puts in. Therefore, this is what we have to know now in our current situation. We're not in an easy time. But however, even if a person feels that at the moment it's a bechina, the zman is compared to an ilan srak, we're not giving off, we're not producing the peiros that we would normally be able to produce sitting in yeshiva, learning bechavrusa, being in the avir of the Beis HaMedrash. So it's a bechin of a ilan srak. But despite this, a person should always remember that the Eitz Hasuda Yitim Perioi, that a person can turn even a Eitz Hasuda in ilan srak, he can turn it around, that it will be zoicha to give off peiros. But the Tanai is, person who learns Torah, he will transform as man, he'll transform himself, even if it's a bechin of ilan srak, to come in to be a Eitz Hasuda Yitem Perioi. There's a Torah which my Zayde, the Chod Kivur Rebbe, said during the First World War. At the time he was a refugee, he had to run away from his hometown because of the fighting, and his home had been destroyed. And he writes then in a Torah which he said in the middle of the war, he says, I understand now that the reason why the Rabbeinu Shloilom gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael Dafka in the Midbar. In the Midbar is a place where you select to make a chasana. We know Matan Torah is considered a chasana. A chasana, you make in a beautiful hall. A chasana, you make in a decorated place. And yet we see the Rabbeinu Shloim chose Har Sinai, that should be the Mukim Achasnas, a desolate midbar where nothing grows. Said the Rebbe, that's to teach us a lesson. And the lesson that we're being taught is that in every situation and every matzav, even if a person finds himself in a bechina from being in a midbar, still he's got to learn Torah, and still he's got to be shown the Torah mitzvahs, because that's where we were given the Torah. We were given the Torah in the midbar. And if we look in Parshas Vayeschanan, we'll see there that it's written, the mitzvah of Zechiras Mamed HaSinai, it's written in the posek, Voidatem levonecho, levnei vonecho, Yoy Mashem Mat Lifnei Hashem Lekecho B'choirev. We always have to remember the day we were Makabel the Torah, when we stood in front of the Rabbeinu Shlom B'choirev, in Choirev. Now, it occurred to me a question. Why here in Parshas Vayeschanan, when the Torah reminds us, tells us to always remember Kabbalas HaTorah, we're told we are to remember when we stood in front of the Rabbeinu Shlom B'choirev. Why does it say Bechoirev and not use the normal term of Sinai? And we look in Parshas Yisroi, there every time the place is always mentioned as Midbar Sinai, Ha Sinai, B'yoyim Azeh Bui, Midbar Sinai, V'yisum Refidim, V'yivoy Midbar Sinai, B'yoyim Ashishi Yed Hashem Lein Kolom, Al Ha Sinai, V'ha Sinai Ushan Kiloi, V'yed Hashem Al Ha Sinai. Always it's referred to as Ha Sinai, Midbar Sinai. Suddenly here in Veschanon, when we've got to remember Kabbalah's Torah, we're told to remember we received it in Choyrev. However, the Rishonim, the Bar Benel, and the Ibn Ezra, in Parshas Shemois, in the Pusik Vayuvoy Elhahu Elekim Choyreve, explain the reason why that area of Midbar Sinai was referred to as Choyrev was because it's Lushan Fen Chorban. It was so dry, there was never any rain, that nothing could grow. And that's why it was called Choyrev, from Lushan Chorban. So the Boyin Shalom tells us, we should always remember Yoyim Asher Lamartuf Nei Hashem L'Kecho B'Choyrev. The place where we got the Torah, where we received the Torah, was a Bechina of Choyrev, of Chorev. It was this dry, nothing grow, and yet we were Mekabel there the Torah. So in every situation, we have to be Mekabel upon us the Torah. And I just want to finish off with one last final machshova al derech zeh, that this in itself is a groisa chizik for us. Because we know the Ramu writes again in Hilchos Shavuos and Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet, Noihagim lishtoyach asovim b'shavuos b'beis hakneses. Besides what the Mugen Avraham mentions about trees, there's another minig to put as well grass, greenery in the shuls. Why? Says the Ramu, Zeicha lesimchas matan Torah. And writes the Levush, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, Shahoyu asovim soviv hasinai. There were greenery around Hasinai. Shneema gam atsoim vahabuka al yiru el mula hoahu. Shema mino shahoyu sham mira. That there was place for them to graze. So we see here that Choyrev, the place which was totally, totally barren, nothing could grow, when the Yidin were mekabel, the Torah, the Rabbi Shem made a nest that this, from this barren place, should suddenly become a mukoim of beautiful, luscious meadows. And this is taka what we learn out. We make a zeicha. We have to make a zeicha. Remember the place which was Choyrev. It was a ilon serak. Nothing grew there. But a person's makabel Torah, all Torah mitzvahs, his zeicha, he can transform himself. Even if he was on the lowest madrega, he can suddenly come to the highest madrega. And this is the zeicha le matan Torah. We have to remember to make a zeicha for matan Torah. So now, in our present situation, which is also a bechina of choyrev, things aren't going as we'd like them to go. Oba, a person, if he tries his hardest, zuk de avne nezer, a person can transform that from menios, from nishkita zachen, they themselves become toivus. You can not only just cope with the situation, you can turn around the situation. Said the Avner Nezer, if a person learns Torah and Mekayim the mitzvahs, he will see that he will transform the menios, the difficult situation, to become into a good situation. The Rabbein Shum Helfim, we should all be takazoicha, hareini Hashem chazdecho. We should all see the chasudim, which has come out from this matzav, as difficult as it is. And we should all be zoicha taka to be mekabel al Torah mitzvahs. And through that will be mahapach, the zman from being a bechinuf and ilan sirak, not giving up feiras, to feket in bechakoyse talechi, veitz hasuda yitin piria. We should all be zoicha to gitte peiras, to steigen and Torah and yeshamayim, ken. Yerutza, and a get yontif, and a freilich yontif, and a gezinte yontif.